You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. In a memo released late last month, the USDA said states cannot block any interstate shipment of hemp because it was legalized under the 2018 federal farm bill. However, an Idaho State Police spokesperson said they will continue to make arrests and confiscate hemp while enforcing Idaho law. ISP is now being sued in federal court by a company that claims they violated interstate commerce laws. Joining us live in studio to talk more about what all of this means is Associate Professor Ryan Stoa with Concordia School of Law. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. Pleasure to be here.
So let's just start with talking about Idaho's current laws regarding cannabis, hemp, and marijuana.
Sure. So cannabis remains prohibited in the state of Idaho. Not only, of course, recreational or medicinal use of psychoactive cannabis, mm-hmm. which we can refer to as marijuana, but hemp cultivation also remains illegal in the state of Idaho. Idaho is actually one of only three states that has maintained more or less a complete prohibition on cannabis, the others being South Dakota and Kansas. Every other state has legalized recreational use, medicinal use, or they've decriminalized possession or allow some type of CBD use in their jurisdictions. Interestingly, Idaho is surrounded by jurisdictions that have legalized cannabis at this point, either medicinal or recreational. Washington, Oregon, Nevada, Utah, Montana, and even Canada, which legalized recreational use last year.
So then take me to this federal lawsuit against Idaho State Police. And this goes back to there were three individuals arrested, three different cases, but this one in particular was the latest that happened, correct?
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, this really goes back to late 2018 when Congress passed the 2018 Farm Bill.
Mm-hmm.
And among many other things, the Farm Bill legalized the cultivation of hemp, a strain of cannabis that has low levels of THC, a psychoactive substance. It legalized the cultivation on the federal level, removed it from the Controlled Substances Act, as part of the Drug Enforcement Administration's list of drugs that are controlled.
Basically calling it an agricultural product,
right, essentially calling it an agricultural product as well. It prohibited states from blocking interstate shipments. Fast forward a couple months, and a truck driver arrested in Idaho transporting a very large shipment of hemp from Oregon to Colorado. Idaho State Police claims that the Farm Bill, which legalizes hemp cultivation and interstate transport, is not yet in effect until the USDA, the Department of Agriculture, mm-hmm. actually promulgates regulations that stipulate as such.
So when they do that, because they are in the process, correct,
of
putting that into effect.
Right.
Then what happens? Can Idaho State Police still arrest someone transporting hemp across interstate lines? I mean, because this person, this company, Oregon, it's legal going to Colorado where it is legal.
Right.
You go through Idaho with a big truck to do that.
That's right. No, at that point, Idaho State Police would be flaunting federal laws. So if those federal laws would trump state laws, unless the federal government were to change its mind and say that, you know, states can, you know, promulgate their own rules and regulations, including blocking interstate shipment. But at this point, that's not the case. The Farm Bill very specifically says that interstate shipments must be allowed, and the regulations that are expected to come out later this year at the end of 2019 are going to confirm that.
So what happens then if Idaho State Police, as their spokesperson said, will continue to arrest individuals? They will continue to do what Idaho law says.
Mm-hmm.
How does that, I mean, as you said, what trumps, federal law or state law? Because we've had these arguments over other issues in the past.
Right. Well, federal law trumps, but we're in an interesting sort of gray period here between passage of the Farm Bill in late 2018 and the enactment of the USDA's regulations that bring that into effect, which are expected later this year. So I think when those regulations go into effect, I imagine that the cases are going to be dropped. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine this truck driver is going to be facing the minimum 5 years in prison, ultimately. But in the meantime, Idaho is saying And they've got a decent legal argument here. This law doesn't go into effect until the USDA actually promulgates those regulations. And the USDA, as you mentioned, put together a memo a couple of weeks ago that says, you know, states are not allowed to block interstate shipments. But that was really, you know, it was a memo from their office of general counsel. It's not really legally binding on Idaho yet.
I'm speaking with Associate Professor Ryan Stowa with Concordia Law School. We're talking about the issue of hemp and how Idaho plays a part into this. Is part of the issue that when we talk about hemp, we also seem to lump it in with marijuana because they come from the same plant, but they are different products. Does that play a part in this?
It's a huge part of it. The taxonomy of cannabis is highly controversial. Hemp is still cannabis sativa. It's essentially the same plant species as, you know, marijuana or psychoactive marijuana as some people know it. The difference is that hemp strains of that species have been bred to have very low, almost negligible levels of THC, that psychoactive compound. And the Farm Bill classifies or defines hemp as cannabis with THC levels below 0.3%. So really, we're just drawing an arbitrary line here. We're saying below this line, it's hemp. Above this line, it's psychoactive cannabis or marijuana. And I think part of the challenge, and, you know, fair enough for state police, they see a truck that's coming through and it looks like marijuana, right? It looks like cannabis. And that was a concern for folks that opposed the legalization of hemp. They said, this is going to make it hard to regulate or enforce marijuana laws because they look pretty similar. Now, they're very different products in the end game.
Right, because I was going to say, people aren't, I mean, or shouldn't, ingest hemp. I mean, this is used many times like to make clothing, things like that, correct?
Yeah, they shouldn't ingest it if their goal is to get high.
Right.
But you can ingest hemp seed oil or hemp seed milk. The fibers can be used for things from food to fuel. So there are a lot of products that we use by using hemp plants. But it certainly is not a very effective vehicle for having any type of psychoactive experience.
So then with the passing of the Farm Bill, it seems that the tide may be turning at the federal level, because when states really kind of went against the federal law and legalized it, you know, in states, I mean, to this day, marijuana is still illegal federally.
Right.
So how does all of this play into it? Because it does seem that with the passage of the Farm Bill, are the feds easing up on how we're viewing cannabis in our country?
It seems we're trending in that direction. I think it's happening or softening very slowly on the federal level, but there are every legislative session new bills introduced to remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act, even essentially cannabis with THC levels above 0.3%. Those haven't really gone anywhere lately, but I think with legalization of hemp and, you know, the increasing number of states that are legalizing marijuana, recreational and medicinal use, it seems like the trend is for the federal government to ease up in some ways, at least in the hemp space. And what I think is interesting about that is that, you know, for so many decades, the state-federal dynamics were one of antagonism between the federal government and states trying to legalize marijuana use. And now here's an interesting example where there's now antagonism between the federal government and a state trying to keep it prohibited.
And if we look at it as well, that when we see the fact that the feds are, would you say they're losing the fight? So that's why it's kind of trending? Or, and maybe it's both, there's a lot of big money to be had in hemp.
There's a lot of big money to be had in cannabis in general. There's a lot of money in hemp. There's a lot of money in psychoactive marijuana. Yes, and I think we've seen some pretty profound changes in the cannabis industry as it has legalized. There are now more states that have legalized at least medicinal use than not. And with that comes an influx of investment and a sort of legitimization, so to speak, of the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Some concerns out there that the industry will be transformed because of that. But I think all of that is likely persuasive to federal lawmakers and agency officials. In addition, as you mentioned, it is difficult with so many states and a growing number of states that are legalizing cannabis use, whether marijuana or hemp. The federal government is stretched too thin in order to enforce all of its laws against all of those states.
So you teach administrative law at
That's
Concordia.
Right.
And the USDA memo that we mentioned highlights potentially some administrative law conflict.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I think it's interesting in that state of Idaho is essentially arguing, even though Congress passed a bill stipulating that interstate transport must be permitted, Idaho is saying, well, that doesn't really take into effect or doesn't become binding until the USDA promulgates regulations that indicate the same. And, of course, the USDA is trying to assert, and certainly this company that's trying to get its hemp back is trying to argue, no, it became illegal to prohibit interstate shipments once Congress said it was illegal. And I think that'll be an interesting argument that both parties are going to make to the federal judge that's deciding the case.
So what happens with Idaho? What happens next in this whole thing? Because we are, you know, kind of an island unto ourselves right now. And it's hard to get things passed in this state, even if we, you know, do that grassroots effort and you try to get something on the ballot. I mean, what do you see happening?
Well, I think that's one of the reasons why Idaho has not had much movement in terms of cannabis legalization. It is notoriously difficult here to get ballot initiatives onto the ballot.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the pattern of legalization in other states, in almost all cases, it happened by voter initiative, by ballot initiative. I think Vermont and Illinois are the only states to legalize via legislative initiative. And so for that reason, we're not terribly different from other states, but because our ballot initiative process is so challenging, it may be a while until we see legalization take place here in Idaho. I know there have been efforts in the past legislative session. There was there were some draft bills. There were some discussions around that, but I wouldn't expect that to change anytime very soon.
How long do you think Idaho can remain this island? I mean, indefinite? Could Idaho just stay the way it is?
Well, I think Idaho is not going to be able to prevent interstate commerce of cannabis products in the future, especially if cannabis and psychoactive cannabis legalize on the federal level. But so far, what you see in states is that often the state will legalize statewide, but then say individual counties can go their own way. If they want to prohibit cultivation in their county, that's fine. And it may be that the federal government will feel the same. They might remove marijuana from the Controlled Substances Act controlled substances list while still saying, you know, if states want to prohibit the cultivation in their state, they can go ahead and do so.
I really appreciate you coming in and talking about this. It is a much more complicated and layered issue than I think we realize.
Indeed, I think so.
Our guest today, Associate Professor at Concordia Law School, Ryan Stoa. Thanks again for the conversation.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
Up next, giving a voice to the voiceless. I'm Gemma Gaudet. You're listening to Idaho Matters.